العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، إن شاء الله we'll be dealing with just one hadith this evening from the illustrious book from the noble Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen of Hadith, Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, and his book is Al-Adab al-Mufrad under the section of Ad-Dalu ala al-Khayr, the one who directs one to the good. And this hadith, which is hadith number 242 in chapter 122 of that book, حدثنا محمد بن كثير قال أخبرنا سفيان عن الأعمش عن أبي عمرو الشيباني عن أبي مسعود الأنصاري قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني أبدع بي فاحملني. قال لا أجد، ولكن إتي فلانا فلعله أن يحملك. فأتاه فحمله، فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره فقال من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. حديث صحيح. This hadith begins in the chain of this hadith with Muhammad ibn Kathir saying that he reported to us, who said that Sufyan informed us from Al-A'mash, from Abu Amr al-Shaybani, from Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, who said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Inni ubdi'a bi. This expression, before we continue the rest of the hadith, this expression, أُبْدِعَ بِي, إِنِّي أُبْدِعَ بِي, I'm leaving it untranslated because the expression is a very eloquent way to say that what I was doing, and specifically here it means I was on a trip, was disrupted, it was discontinued. That's what this expression means. Inni ubdi'a bi, that I was on a trip and something happened that wasn't part of I wasn't accustomed to, and it made me discontinue my journey, which might be he died, his animal died, no, it's just not he died, but his animal died, or his animal broke its leg, or his car broke down, which I'm very familiar with, or something like this. And this is what this expression means. Or the animal became very tired. He's on a camel or on a horse. He became very fatigued and very tired, and he had to stop, and he couldn't go any further. So this is what this expression means. Inni ubdi'a biya. Inni ubdi'a biya means that this particular trip that I'm on, there's some kalal and some atab, meaning there's some extreme fatigue, or something got wrecked, or something was damaged. So the man, radiallahu anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, فَحْمَلْنِي فَحْمَلْنِي. So give me something to replace the mode of transportation that I was riding that broke down. That's what he's asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it's an animal, then he's asking him to give me a new horse, or give me a new camel, or give me jazakallahu khairan, or to give me a new car. And this part of the hadith, for those brothers that are listening, is a very important part of the hadith. And for the people who hear this tape for years to come, you have to once again visit Masjid al-Muslimin here in 1928 Fulton Street, and ask the brothers in administration exactly what Brother Dawood meant when he said this. This is an inside story. Anyway, this section of the hadith, this statement by this man, Fahmilni, means, give me something else to ride, because it just broke down. I love this hadith. And now probably the brothers are going to say exactly what the Prophet said to that man. They're going to say this to me. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا أَجِدُ. I don't have it. It's not with me. I don't find anything to give you. I don't have anything. وَلَكِنْ إِتِّي فُلَانًا فَلَعَلَّهُ أَنْ يَحْمِلَكَ. But you can go to this person over here, so and so, and perhaps he has something that you can ride. فَأَتَاهُ فَحَمَلَهُ. فَأَتَاهُ meaning a rajul. فَحَمَلَهُ meaning رَجُلٌ آخَرٌ. So he went to that man that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِتِّ فُلَانًا, go to so-and-so, فَلَعَلَّهُ أَنْ يَحْمِلَكَ, perhaps he has something that will be able to can help you continue on your journey. So he went to the man, and that man did exactly what the Prophet ﷺ had indicated that he would do when he sent the man who had the problem on his journey to him. So inshallah, after the class, I'll be asking someone here to point out someone who can give me a nice Mercedes Benz, inshallah, in replacement of that car that I just broke down in New Jersey. فَأَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَخْبَرَهُ. So the man went back to the Prophet, the man who needed the assistance, who was on the journey and his animal broke down, for lack of better words, and he informed him, meaning he informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what had taken place. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man dalla ala khairin falahu mithlu ajri fa'ilihi." Whoever guides or directs someone to do good, then he will get similar to the reward of the person who did it. He will get similar to the reward of the person who did it. So any of you brothers that know someone that has a nice BMW, if you direct me to them and they lend me their car, or they give me their car, then you are going to get that reward similar to the reward of the person who did that for me. Inshallah. I just want you brothers to know that now. You brothers who don't find the vehicle. Or an Infiniti. A nice black Infiniti. Excuse me, I didn't mean to mention the color. You can paint it, inshallah. In this particular hadith, among other things, is one of those general hadith that gives us another glimpse at the brotherhood of Islam, on how the Muslims assisted each other. That's one of the things that we gain from this hadith, that the Muslims were quick to assist each other and help their brother in need, even when he himself didn't have that which that person needed. He didn't just say, well, no, I don't have it. The Prophet didn't say just la ajidu, I don't have it. I don't see anything. I don't have it myself. I just don't have it. Okay, see you later. Assalamu alaikum. No. The Prophet said, La ajidu. Walakin, or lakin itti fulanan. But, now I'm just remembering, go to so and so. He's got cash. He has a lot of horses, a lot of camels, his two Infinities, BMW. La'allahu an yahmilaka. Maybe he can give you one of those horses, or one of those Infinities. Right? So this shows once again the brotherhood of Islam and how concerned the Muslims are with each other on helping them to make it easy for themselves in this life, and so that inshallah it'll be easy for them in the next. Inshallah, we won't be spending a lot of time on this hadith, but what we wanted to do was talk about one specific aspect of this hadith, of which the chapter that it falls under. And that is that this, once again, is one of those general hadiths that talks about someone getting the reward of someone else or getting a similar reward of someone else. The point we wanted to make is, what is the meaning of فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ? Then he will get, or it will be for him, a similar reward of the person who did it. If we look at some of the hadiths from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we get a better idea of what this hadith means. One of the hadiths that, if we look at it, that will explain this general hadith that's more specific in nature, is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajrihi ghayra annahu la yanqusu min ajri as-sa'imi shay'a." That whoever breaks or whoever assists someone in breaking their fast, or whoever gives someone something to break their fast, then he will get similar in reward. He will get similar, or his reward, what will be for him will be like the person who fasts, without the person who fasted reward being diminished. And see, the key here is that we don't know what kind of reward the fasting person is going to get. We don't know. Allah could be giving him 1,000 hasanat, 3,000 hasanat for his fast. He fasted the entire day. He lowered his gaze. He didn't lie. He didn't backbite. He didn't gossip. He incarcerated his tongue. He made all of his sunnah prayers, shrouded his obligatory prayers with sunnah prayers while he was fasting. He gave charity in the daytime while he was fasting. All of these things, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, all of these things he did while he was fasting. In addition to what the faster gets, the faster gets the reward of going through that special door, or any one of those doors. There's a lot of, and fasting is rewarded by Allah, because all the other deeds are for the son of Adam, except for fasting. Allah says, that is for me, and I'm going to reward it. So the person that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajrihi ghayra an la yanqusu min ajri as-sa'imi shay'an," that he's going to get similar to that person, with that person, the ajr of what that person that got, the fasting person got, without the fasting person's ajr being diminished in anything, shay'an. The mithlu here, or that which is like, means qareeb. It's going to be qareeban ajruhu. It's going to be qareeban min ajrihi, meaning it's going to be similar or close to what his reward is going to be. And this sometimes causes the reader, the Muslim, problems, because when they see these hadith that talks about whoever does this or whoever does that, his reward will be like mithlu, it will be like this person. This causes Muslims problems sometimes, because they say, how can a person who does the action reward be similar to the reward of the person who didn't do anything? As in the example of this hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Imam al-Bukhari, when the Prophet pointed the man who needed some type of conveyance, some type of mode of transportation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to get similar to what that man got. And this is really something that I think maybe I'd like to make this special note right now, that maybe many of us don't know. Think about how many Muslims have walked the face of the planet Earth since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the Quran and the Quran was completed. I mean, there's no way we can even calculate it. Right now, just in America, is between 7 or 8 to 10 million Muslims. There's 4 billion people in the world, right? 4 billion? Is it 4 billion people in the world? Oh, estimated 4 billion, right? And 1/4 of the total population is Muslims. There are 1 billion Muslims, right? Is that correct? 1 billion Muslims. Today, this is on the Gregorian calendar, this is 1996, the year 1417. Hijra. Today there's 1 billion Muslims. I don't know if we can figure out how many Muslims there have been since the Prophet died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time he received the Quran to the time he died. But just think about this, if you've never thought about it before. All of those Muslims who made Shahada, all of those Muslims who made Salah, all of those Muslims who made Sunnah prayers, optional prayers, Tahajjud, Salatul Witr, whatever, all of those Muslims who paid charity, all of those Muslims who fasted, all of those Muslims who made Hajj and Umrah, all of those Muslims who made fought in jihad, all of those Muslims who were kind and gentle to their wives, all of those Muslims who obeyed their husbands, all of the Muslims, all of the Muslims, all of the Muslims, all of the Muslims, the Prophet is going to get their reward. He's going to get like their reward. Because he was the one who originally directed them, the first Muslims with him, to doing some good. And the people who went behind him and directed them, the Sahaba, then the Tabi'un, then the Itba'u Tabi'een, all the way down to the 40 mans, past them, all the way down to us. Every time you direct somebody to doing something good of the Quran or the Sunnah, the Prophet is going to get paid. Think about that. From all these people, the Prophet is going to get similar to that reward that you got. Allahu Akbar. All the shahadas you gave, the Prophet is going to get a piece of that. We have another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the meaning is, من أتى مسجد جماعة فوجدهم قد صلوا ثم صلى وحدة كتب له مثل أجر صلاتهم. Whoever goes to the masjid for jama'ah, one of the masajid where they make the five daily prayers like this masjid, and he finds with intention, he goes to the masjid to pray, he goes to the masjid with the intention to pray, he or she finds, and more specifically the men, but it means the women too, finds that the people already made the obligatory prayer. ثم صلى وحده, then he prays by himself, كتب له مثل أجر صلاتهم. كتب له مثل أجر صلاتهم. That what's going to be written for that person is they're going to get the likeness or similar to the reward of those people's salat that he missed. He's going to get that. As though he prayed in the jama'ah, he's going to get similar to that. مثل أجر صلاتهم. Right? So, this particular hadith, these two hadiths, they let us know, one of the things that lets us know is the kindness and the mercy of Allah, and how expansive the mercy of Allah is. That a person, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion Abdullah ibn Abbas said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated from his Lord, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ, that Allah wrote the good and the bad deeds. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. That Allah wrote the good and the bad deeds, and then he explained it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, that Allah said, فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ, whoever has the resolve in his chest, the desire in his chest to do a good deed, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, and he didn't do it, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down for him as one good deed. He had the need of doing it and he didn't do it. Allah is going to write it down as one good deed. وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعِ مِيَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And whoever does it, he has a niyyah to do it, and whoever does it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to write down 10 hasanat to 700 hasanat to more than that, multiply, for the person who did it. And likewise, فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَمَا لَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ سَيِّئَةً وَحَسَنَةً وَاحِدَةً. Whoever intends to do one bad deed and they didn't do it, Allah is going to write down for him one good deed. He had the intention of doing a bad deed, and he didn't do it. Allah's going to write down one good deed for him. وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً كَامِلَةً. And whoever had the intention of doing one bad deed and then he did it, then Allah is going to write down one bad deed. This is really the meaning of this particular hadith and all the hadiths like this. That is, for instance, the brother comes out of his house with the niyyah to go buy some reefer. I think they still have reefer out there, right? Allahu A'lam. That's a good answer, akh. That's a good answer, alhamdulillah. He goes out to buy some reefer. And may Allah protect us from even thinking about that. Ameen. He goes out to buy a bag of reefer. And he gets maybe 6 or 7 blocks. He's right in front of the reefer house, if that still exists. And he goes to knock on the door. And he realizes he left all of his money under his underwear in his dresser. What type of reward is he going to get from that hadith? So what reward is he going to get? What is he going to get? One good deed? What is he going to get? He's not going to get anything. He's not going to get a good deed, and he's not going to get a bad deed. Yeah, because it wasn't him that he himself that stopped himself from doing it. It was because the circumstances weren't there, the conditions weren't there, the cop, excuse me, I'm sorry to use that word, to purchase the reefer, the marijuana. Those words sometimes come back from back in the days, right? So he's not going to get this, but this shows the mercy of Allah. He's not going to get a good deed, but he's not going to get a bad one either. But what if he's going his way to go lie between the legs of a woman, which is haram for him? Wali'adhu billah. I mean, Allah protect us from that. Ameen. And then as soon as he gets to the door, his finger is the same finger that he uses to say in salah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, in jalsa, in tashahud. That same finger he uses to make tashahud with, he's about to stick his finger onto that doorbell and hope Allah doesn't electrocute him, right, with some short in the wire. And then he says to himself, Subhanallah, the Khatib in Jum'ah last week just mentioned about the ayah in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرُبُ الزِّنَا, don't go near zina. So he moves his finger away, changes his mind, and says, I fear Allah. And he goes back. What is he going to get? He's going to get one reward without multiplication. Without the multiplication. This is what is meant by the person is going to get like the reward of the person who does it. This is the meaning of it. The example of the person who makes the statement to someone, directing them to someone who needs that help, is seen in this hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَصَدَّقُوا وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ الْتَمْرَةِ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. So give charity, as the Prophet was encouraging the people to give charity, because there were some people that were there that were not giving charity. He said, فَصَدَّقُوا. He said, give charity. فَتَصَدَّقُوا. Give charity, وَلَوْ بِشِقَّ تَمْرَ. وَلَوْ بِشِقَّ تَمْرَ. Even if it's the piece of a date. Even if it's the piece of a date. Give the charity. Right? Then the Prophet said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا. And if you don't find that piece of date, like the Prophet told the man, فَحْمِلْنِي, give me something to ride. He said, لَا أَجِدُ. Like the Prophet is saying, فَإِمْ لَمْ تَجِدُ. He said, I don't find it. Now he's saying, if you don't find the piece of date, listen to the words of the Prophet that goes right back to the other hadith. This is in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, by Imam al-Bukhari. فَإِمْ لَمْ تَجِدُ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Then say a good word. What does good word here mean? Means say a word that will direct that person to someone who will have the date to give. And then you'll get that. This is the meaning of the hadith. And really, this is all we wanted to present this evening. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who have the ability to have a good intention to do something and be able to carry out all the good intentions that we have. And for those of us who don't, who Allah doesn't give the ability to carry it out, at least have the good intention. Inshallah. Inshallah. If there's any questions about this, we can entertain them, and if not, we can go. Alhamdulillah, it's almost 8 o'clock, about 7 more minutes. We don't want to hold people up, inshallah, but this is what we wanted to present, inshallah ta'ala. Any questions about this? About this particular hadith? And we know Ramadan is right around the corner. So we can, you know, we can really see the reward that we would get, because in Ramadan, things are multiplied anyway. It's multiplied anyway just because of the sacredness of the month. You know, can you imagine if you know that a sister needed money to pay her rent and you yourself didn't have it and you wish that you had it, and you direct her to someone who has a lot of money and they pay her rent for her, or something like this? Or you know a brother that needs to get married and you yourself don't want to give up, of course, well, we won't say that, but you yourself don't have a sister or a daughter to give away or someone like that. So you direct him to the wali of one of the best sisters in the masjid, inshallah, then you'll get that reward. You'll get similar to that reward, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who speak the good word and also do the good deeds, inshallah. Any questions? Yes, we gave the whole chain, the entire chain of the hadith in the beginning. The entire chain of the hadith is Haddathana Muhammad ibn Kathir. That Muhammad ibn Kathir reported to us that he said, Akhbarna Sufyan. That Sufyan informed us from Al-A'mash. An Al-A'mash. An Abi Amr Al-Shaybani. From Abu Amr Al-Shaybani. From Abu Mas'ud Al-Ansari. An Abi Mas'ud Al-Ansari, who is not Ibn Mas'ud. This is Abu Mas'ud Al-Ansari Al-Badari. They call him Al-Badari because they say that he was at the Battle of Al-Badr, but some people say that he wasn't there. His real name was Uqba Ibn Amr. Uqba Ibn Amr, that was his real name. Uqba عين قاف باء تاء مربوطة عقبة بن عمرو. His kunya was Abu Mas'ud Al-Ansari, and that's the one who related the hadith. He died 40 years after the hijrah. Is that it? Naam. If the person doesn't know the hadith and he still does it, he does this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make the reward of the believers lost. And another verse he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, Allah will never be unjust even the size of an atom's weight on anyone. Doesn't make any difference if they don't know the hadith or not. They don't have to know the hadith. If they do the action with a good intention, they'll get the reward of the hadith as though they memorized it, knew it, and everything else. Anything else? So I want you brothers to direct me towards a good action. A sister just sent up something, this MTA card, this Metro card. She just said that this is the key to a Brooklyn Mercedes. She gave me this a gift. This is for those people who listen to this tape. This is one of those Metroliner cards. Not Metroliner, but Metro cards. One of those cards you stick when you use tokens. You can just stick this in the machine. But the only thing is that I don't know how many rides on this. Is that, I can check it on the thing? Oh, okay. So this sister has helped me with my transportation. Jazahallah kulla khayran wa ahsan al jazah. May Allah reward her and give her the most handsome of best of rewards and recompenses. Naam. You have a question? No? Is that it? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله